This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Well, it's a lovely sunny afternoon, and Cambridge 105 Radio's charity of the month, Make Do Amends, suggested I come up and visit their allotments. So I'm up here at the Whitehill allotments, and I'm with Tony Moore. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I originally volunteered with Cam Mind for a number of years, and they had an allotment, and I was sort of interested in growing vegetables and that sort of thing, and so I joined in the allotment group, but unfortunately Cam Mind had a different contract with the council or something, and anyway they stopped doing work groups and that sort of thing, and had to give up the allotment. So I heard that Make Do and Mend were running an allotment, you know, through my various contacts with people who've got mental health problems and troubles and so on, and so I joined up here. I felt I had, though I'd got no real gardening background, I had picked up a bit from working on the allotment at Cam Mind, so I had something to offer, if only the ability to make coffee during the break, which was my speciality at Cam Mind. So I came along, and I've enjoyed my time here, but we're a bit lacking in manpower at the moment. We could do with a bit more to sort this allotment out. If it's not sorted out, at least it's a green space for people to come and hopefully, try and settle their minds and get closer to nature. So, we'd be happy to have more people coming along.
And it's got all the things that a typical allotment would have, hasn't it? It's a sizeable plot, for starters, and you've got the requirement shed, and you've also got the water supply here, you've got a composter, and you've got a polytunnel, so you've got everything you need.
Oh, yes. We're well equipped for doing the gardening. We just need more labour, really. More people to come along and help give a hand.
What sort of stuff do you tend to grow here, or is that down to whoever gets involved?
Well, Alice Webb, our project director, supervises that, really, buys the seed and so forth. We've certainly had a good crop of onions, for instance, this year. Raspberries, we planted a number of new bushes for raspberries, and squashes grow well, like butternut squash and summer squash and so on. We've got a few cabbages around and some artichokes. You know, we've got a variety of things, I think.
And in terms of soil preparation and ongoing maintenance, when you're talking about needing more hands, is this the kind of thing you need to keep it ticking around all year?
Yes. This time of the year and during the winter generally, digging over is the main job, I think. So, as you say, we could do with some people to come along and do some digging.
So what are you actually looking for? Is presumably reasonably able-bodied people, or...?
No, we don't have any sort of requirements of people. It's for people who've got mental health troubles, and the main thing is to come along and enjoy the space. Anyone would be acceptable. So we're not looking for people with great strength to do lots of digging, you know, but if someone comes along, then so be it.
And is it a case of hours to suit, or is there a minimum that you'd need from people?
Well, the way we run this, we call it a workshop. It's a couple of hours on a Monday in the afternoon at the moment, and another couple of hours on a Wednesday is usually what we offer. But we're not asking people to come to both. We would only expect them to come to one or the other as suits, as it were. So we're not asking for a lot of time to be spent or a great deal of effort to be put in, but Well, we could do with more effort if we can find it.
And it is very rewarding, isn't it? When we stood up here, it's a Monday afternoon, the sun is shining. I can see how you could get hooked on this.
Yes, it's quite pleasant, certainly on a sunny afternoon in the summer. In the winter, it's a bit exposed and can be a bit cold. So we don't get too many people during the winter, to be honest.
No, but you've got the polytunnel, and actually the polytunnel seems to be quite a success.
Yes, the polytunnel is very comfortable, and in the cold and the wind, you know, it's a good place to be. It always needs watering the plants in here, because they obviously don't get the natural rain. So there's always a job to be done there. And, you know, if you come, you can have a cup of coffee in here. I'll supply that.
Sounds good. What would your dream be for this place?
Well, we did have a dream to erect a larger shed with a bit of a patio to it, so that we could have a smallish sort of cafe area, you know, where people could relax properly and have coffee, no, not having to crowd into the polytunnel. We also had a scheme to have a small pond, which has only got as far as digging a hole so far. that's the dream, to make it a more attractive place for people to come, and hopefully, if they come and enjoy the environment, you know, they will want to do a bit of work.
Now, for make do and mend, people can, if you like, self-refer, can't you? So it's anyone who you feel would suit the bill. They can just come along, get in touch.
Yes. We don't have any particular requirements. Just come along. We would like people to join the organisation. I think it's something like £15 a year or something like that, to help us with our finances. But otherwise, no, we just... The fact that you've had some mental health troubles, we accept that. You know, we don't look for GP referrals or anything like that.
There's no limit to how long people can be with you for?
No. You know, in some ways, I suppose, the shorter the better, because it implies that they're recovering. If they leave us, but no, there's no limit of that sort.
All right, well, I reckon it's a great way to spend a couple of afternoons a week or an afternoon a week, and I can see the benefits for it. And obviously, meeting you as well, it seems like you've got an affection for the place.
Well, certainly, yes. I come here regularly, and I'm glad you like it, and hope that encourages others to come along and have a look, especially if they've got mental health problems.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned before we started recording, Tony, was sort of volunteer hours for large organisations, because it could be that corporates listening could say, well, actually, we'll have a sort of couple of staff days up here, 20 or 30 of us, we could break the back of this.
Yes, well, if there are any corporates or large firms, small firms, that have a community attitude and can supply a bit of youthful labour to get us really started, that would be ideal. We just need to get over the hump of the heavy work, so that you know, our clients, our mental health sufferers, can carry on maintaining things.
That would make it a bit easier for them, wouldn't it?
Yes. People are naturally reluctant to get involved in heavy work, really.
Tony, lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's Tony Moore of Make Do and Mend. I was speaking to him on Monday afternoon in the sunshine in the Poly Tunnel, which was lovely. It was just out of the breeze, and so it was lovely and quiet and warm in there. Very nice. Very relaxing place up at the White Hill Allotment. So just up off Newmarket Road, just around the back of the Cambridge United Football Club, around the back of the Abbey Stadium there. Now, if you'd like to get involved, either you personally or if you're a corporate, as we were saying there, it could be one of those things for, you know, corporate social responsibility work days, then you can get in touch with Make Do and Mend through their website. The website is makedoandmendinfo.co.uk. That's makedoandmendinfo.co.uk, and there's an email address and all the contact details and everything on there. And on Friday afternoon, just ahead of next week, I'm going to be heading up to one of their repair workshops and finding out what goes on there. So it's wonderful work that Make Do and Mend do. And as I say, if you've got those green fingers there, and you'd like to have a go at doing the allotment, it is a great place. I could easily spend an afternoon up there.